Welcome back, everybody. This is Two Mediums and a Mic. It is March 1st of 2024. I know that we like to do a lot of live recording, but today we had to record because I am currently in transit on the way to Curacao. But as you watch this episode, keep in mind, if you have any questions, Christy will be there in the chat. I'm sure David Black will be lounging around as well. So ask questions throughout the chat, and they'll try to answer those as quickly as you can. Keep in mind, you can listen to us on YouTube or audio platforms in the future as well. But this is episode 16. My name is James Ayers. I'm the BDM for Oklahoma and North Texas. And of course, I'm joined with my amazing co-host, Christy Konopacki. Christy, how are you?
I'm good. Christy Konopacki, also known as Talent, as James likes to refer me as on this podcast. The talent. Sometimes I make jokes, but I'm good. Thanks. Another week here. We are week 16. I think that's crazy. Now this week I will be a road warrior. Wow. Tongue twister there. Heading across North Dakota. So I've got a full schedule visiting with my North Dakota travel advisors this week. So I'm super excited to, you know, drive to go to Why Not My Not. So Emily Graff, I can't wait to see you. It's going to be excellent. But the main talent today, look who we have here.
Yeah, right in the middle. Of course, we're super excited. We have the head of global sales and marketing. That is a very long title for you, sir. Mr. David Black from Island Routes, or if you're from the Midwest, as Christy likes to call it, Island Routes. And today I want to give you a little snippet of what is to come before we dive into this. He is going to be talking about St. Vincent. We're going to be talking about private and bespoke tours. We're going to be talking about the current sales, pre-bookings, and most importantly, your commission. And also, David has informed us today that he's going to give you a little sneak peek on a loyalty program coming for you guys. So we're super excited about that. But Christy, I think we want to dive in a little bit about David's background and history. So I'm going to let you take it away.
Absolutely. Now, we all do love a good loyalty program. So stick around and find out. You know, we all love our points, of course. But David, why don't you give us a little background? You know, how did you end up here? Where did you start? Let's get to know you a little bit.
Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for having me on the show. Very excited to be here. Can't wait to talk about Island Routes and go into more detail about everything that James just said. But yeah, my background, funnily enough, started with sandals in 1995. So my very first job out of college was being a playmaker at Sandals Duns River. Yeah, I don't know if they still call them playmakers, but yeah. I was 18 years old, and I spent my entire summer running around the entire resort, making sure the guests were having fun. I decided I wanted to go into hospitality very early on.
Which resort were you at specifically?
Sandals Duns River.
At Duns River. So Was David Ridge already there? Was he your boss, or had he been there for 5 or 6 years at that point?
No, I think David and I, our paths crossed later on when I started working at Unique Vacations, because gotcha. As I kind of started going through college, I would spend my summers on property doing different jobs, sales and marketing. I worked with Marsha Ann Brown in the sales department. My second year, I was head concierge the third year. But then, you know, as I got further into college, I decided to take a job with Unique Vacations working in reservations. So I believe that's where, it was a long time ago, right? But I believe that's where David Ridge and I are crossed paths. Gotcha. You know, and I spent, I think it was almost 12 years I spent with Sandals. And my original goal was to go into hotel operations. I loved working on property. That's where I saw myself having a career until one day, I was told that in order to be a good general manager, I needed to understand how the sales got to the hotel, right? So I needed to spend 4 to 6 months on the road, and then I would transfer down onto property. 6 years later, I never made it to the hotel. I ended up moving around quite a bit. I started in Woodbridge, Virginia, in the Mid-Atlantic, working with Liz Perkey, right? And then I moved to New York, where I was a BDM in the boroughs, and I handled Liberty Travel as an account for a little while, then moved to the Midwest, where I worked with Garth and Alice McCullough. She was our boss at the time. And then moved from Chicago back to Miami to start up the Royal Plantation brand as I was their national accounts manager. Yeah. Okay. So 12 years with Sandals, and then I left for a short while and did some things with Hilton, with Small Luxury Hotels of the World, and with Charisma Hotels in Mexico, and then ended up back here. So I've been with Island Roots just over a year now, heading up all their global sales and marketing.
Incredible. Now, I've mentioned this, I think, almost every episode. And one thing I love about the Sandals and Beaches brand is that the people who we are having guests on seem to be, you know, raised in the Sandals and Beaches family. You know, we're talking, we had Garth on, we were having Liz Perky on, we had David Ridge. All of these people, you know, their history goes back, oh, you know, 27 years ago, I started with this company. So I think it's absolutely incredible. And we're going to keep this going. So awesome.
I credit my my career to Sandals. You know, that was my training ground. So, and I'm glad that it's come full circle and I'm back working with Island Roots now.
It's very interesting to hear all these key figures, how they all had such different roles years ago, right? And now they are at the top of the chain now. And it's interesting, you know, Christy, you talk about, you always bring this up, how Sandals just really does feel like a family and they really try to take care of their own. And for those that seem to wander off somewhere else, you guys always seem to find your way back in the end in some way. So it's almost, it's like you thought you were escaping, but you know, I think that's a testament to the Stewart family and just as a whole, as what they really bring as a family environment, with not just all the way down to a playmaker, to BDMs, to all the way up to the, you know, all the way to Adam's position to executive chairman, right?
I know. I mean, you couldn't have said it better. Yeah, 100%. But yeah, I'm extremely glad to be back and you know, can't wait to see what this new role is going to deliver.
All right. So the first thing that I want to tackle, David, when it comes to Island Roots, and we may have to share a screen here and pull up the website, but I have a number of advisors that are, you know, they love Island Roots. They love the excursions and they always tell their clients, hey, as soon as you get on site, go over to the Island Roots desk and book your excursions. And that's great. But I think that they're missing out on a lot of free money, essentially, right? Commission. Mm-hmm. So can you kind of walk us through the process of someone that is a newbie to Sandals? Maybe they just have the Sandals TA portal. How can they intertwine Island Roots to make sure that they're taking full advantage of taking care of their clients before the trip? And how do they make sure they always have the commission?
Look, I think, you know, it's important, obviously, to get the destination picked out and taken care of, right? A lot of agents, they do that. They will leave money on the table. They will tell the clients when they get down onto property, you know, go ahead and talk to the tour desk there. But yeah, you're leaving money on the table. I think it's important to note that they're, what is it? I think it's like 80% of Americans, when they travel to the Caribbean, right? They do go out and take a tour. So why not try and book that in advance, right? Clearly, I don't think you're gonna book the tour as soon as you book the hotel, maybe about a month before they go down. As a travel agent, I would talk to the clients and say, look, guys, you know, what are you thinking about doing? Do you want to do catamaraning? Do you want to swim with the pigs in Exuma? Do you want to do a rum tasting tour? What's important? What do you want to get out of your vacation? And book that ahead of time. And agents do earn 10% commission, right? So, you know, if they do a powerboat tour, for example, that's about, I don't know, $214 times two at 10% commission, that's almost $50, right? Mm-hmm. And typically people will book, you know, two, maybe three different tours. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at upwards of $100 that you're leaving on the table for a 7-night stay.
Now, as far as on the website here, let me see if I can't pull this up real quick. As I believe I grab it here. So if you go on the website here, mm-hmm. just islandroots.com, to get to what I would consider the travel agent, you have your own travel agent portal. All they have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. And right here on the right side, it says travel advisors, right? If you click on this, this will get them completely set up, right?
Yes.
And it, I believe you said that there's a link that they will get that they could use going forward as well.
Yeah. So the idea of this is so you can keep track of your bookings, right? You can see the tours available. But the most important tool for the advisors is it does provide a white label link, right? So you can send this link out to your clients, and they can book on their own. And because it's linked back to your IATA number, you will get the commission. But this I would suggest for your non-Sandals business, right? Obviously, when you're booking directly with Sandals, you can work with the call center team, and you can work with them, and they will suggest tours depending on the destination that you're in. So you have, you know, a variety of different ways to make the bookings. But obviously, if you're already working with Sandals directly, you can also book your Island Routes tours directly with them as well.
And they can, correct me if I'm wrong, they can do that directly. Clients can do that directly from their Sandals app pre-visit as well, right? So when you're trying to book that dining reservation, which is a new feature added that we talked about last week, you can go ahead and start looking at your excursions and book something there. And then that will automatically be tied to the advisor, right?
Yeah. I think it's important to always, you know, kind of get over that hesitation of recommending a tour, because our most popular tours are catamarans, you know, our powerboat tours, they always sell out very, very quickly. So what you may run into is getting your client excited about going out on a catamaran and then getting to the resort and realizing that it's sold out, right? So sometimes there's hesitation because you're worried about cancellation policies, but our cancellation policies are very flexible. They do allow for last minute changes. So go ahead and book it ahead of time. Don't worry about it, and lock in your commission and don't leave the money on the table.
Yeah, absolutely. It's smart, honestly.
Absolutely. We all like money, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you, I don't know what the average CRC books, but I mean, if you're making $100 every booking times the number of bookings, I mean, you could be potentially leaving quite a bit of money on the table.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's just part of the full circle too, you know, enhancing those clients' vacation by adding on these tours. Now, we talked a little bit about the process. You're in 9 destinations, correct?
Yes. Tell me you're not going to make me say all of them, because I probably will leave one out. Right? So, all right. So obviously Jamaica, St. Lucia, Antigua, Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, Grenada, Barbados, Curacao, St. Vincent. I think I said them all. Look at that.
You did. Yeah. I was looking at the website. You crushed it.
Incredible. Now, out of those, I know that you probably get this question a lot, just how we get this question a lot. Which tour is your favorite tour? Your personal favorite tour?
Hey, no pressure, but you know, someone from the Island Roots team is going to be watching this going, I thought you said that ours was the favorite tour.
You know, I'm going to say it's like my kids. I don't have a favorite. I actually do. Last year, and this is a good segue into kind of private and bespoke. Last year, we launched a new product with Island Roots called Private and Bespoke, with the intent of offering clients more immersive luxury experiences in the destinations that they visit, right? So I'm a big foodie, right? I love food, and I think the best way to get to know a destination, to understand a culture, is through its food, right? So we have in Jamaica several different culinary experiences that we've built out that really not only feature amazing food, but you also get a great story as well. I believe some of the leadership team of the BDMs may have gone to lunch with the Rousseau sisters a few months ago. And it's like an open fire dining concept. They are, you know, they're cooking amazing food, but they're also telling you the stories behind the food, how their grandmother's recipe evolved from this. And, you know, talking about the way things are cooked. I mean, I didn't realize this until, you know, a few months ago, that jerk chicken was originally cooked underground. And to be honest, I thought that was just, you know, a way of cooking it. It you know, prepared them better. I don't know. But come to find out that when the escaped slaves used to escape into the mountains of Jamaica, they had to cook underground to hide the smoke so they wouldn't get caught. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're learning all of these amazing history, throughout the cooking process. So I think, you know, anything culinary for me, that really stands out, and those would probably have to be one of my favorite.
I'm also a big foodie, so Everybody on my team knows that I must be fed a lot so I don't get hangry. So I always have my snacks. You always catch me with a cookie in my hand when I'm on resort too. But excellent. Yeah,
those cookies are great. The oatmeal raisin ones, I know them well.
We've got a new gal on our team and her name is Emily. And I said, I'm just going to give you a warning. If you have one, you will have more than one.
Listen, speaking of the oatmeal raisin, and for those, if anyone happens to watch and they work at Cafe de Paris, they know that I beg for this every time I go there. And I'm going to do it as soon as I get to Curacao at their coffee shop as well for the cookies. Listen, why does it got to have raisins and everything? I promise you, oatmeal and chocolate chip is my jam. And if one of those will just give me a batch of oatmeal chocolate chip just one time, I guarantee you they're going to be flying off the shelf. It's amazing. I keep preaching it every time, especially Emerald Bay. When I show up to Emerald Bay, I walk into Cafe de Paris and I'm like, you got those oatmeal chocolate chip? They're like, oh, we didn't know you were coming. I was like, listen, let's get it done.
I'll take a regular chocolate chip as well.
Dangerous.
Why not?
Speaking of your destinations, we've got a new one coming up, right? And we're very excited to see what's to come of this. So can you walk us through a little bit about St. Vincent?
Yeah, look, I think it's important to note, you know, the travel agents know that right now, when you're booking your St. Vincent hotel with Sandals, we have 30 tours available right now.
Wow.
Right? And I think it's going to surprise everybody. The tours in St. Vincent are really going to elevate the overall island routes offering, right? I don't know if any of you play golf, right? My daughter plays golf, so you know I live a lot of golf. And one of the experiences that really stood out to me was a Canawan golfing experience. But Canawan is a separate island to where the Sandals Hotel is. So guess what you have to do? You have to hop on a boat and sail over to Canawan with your golf clubs, play, you know, a round of 9 or 18 holes, have lunch, and then sail back to Sandals St. Vincent, right? I mean, I can't think of a better golfing experience. We also offer island hopping from Bequia to Mystique. You can do a powerboat tour through the islands. If you're interested in yoga and plant-based dining, we have an experience for that as well. Taking you into the middle of the island and doing something with the rainforest. You know, if you're a Pirates of the Caribbean fan, you can take a tour to the waterfalls and see where some of the films were done. So there's just so much to offer in St. Vincent, and it really is going to again really level up the overall tour offerings, because they're going to be absolutely magnificent. And that's just the start, right? We have 30, but we're going to be adding more. And as we build out private and bespoke as well, St. Vincent is going to be a destination that we're really going to focus on.
That is incredible. 30 tours. I took a look at them last week. We talked about it on our conference call, and I was daydreaming. I had probably lost track of what they were actually talking about. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, just imagine the waterfalls and the island hopping. So that's incredible. Now I have a follow-up question for you. Do you get to try all of these tours out to see, you know, how they're going to be, so you know exactly how to sell it?
Absolutely not. They don't let me anywhere near the tours. I do get to try some of them. Most recently, we did a site inspection in Jamaica for a group that was coming down in June for an event, and I was able to do the Martha Bray rafting experience. Which was just amazing. You know, we have two ways of doing the Martha Bray. And for those of you who don't know the Martha Bray, it's in Jamaica, right? About maybe 30 minutes outside of Montego Bay. You get on this 30-foot bamboo raft. You go down the serene river. You have someone taking you down. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour, but it's just a truly serene experience, right? Another way you can do it as well is through our private and bespoke, where not only do you have the 30-foot bamboo raft, it's decorated. We can put a second raft behind you with like a steel drum band on it, so you can almost have a serenade as you're going down the river. And then we stop about halfway down on the riverbank, and there is this exquisite lunch prepared for just the two of you or a group of you. And we have a private chef We have a private bartender. The menu is curated ahead of time. And you're sitting there in the riverbank. Your feet are in the water. You're eating local Jamaican food or lobster or steak or whatever it is that you're interested in or curated ahead of time. So, you know, it makes for a very different rafting experience, right? So we can offer two variations of that. And my favorite of the two, obviously, is the one that includes the food because we are foodies, right? Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's where you got Christy immediately. She's like, oh, that whatever one that comes with the food, that's the one we will eat.
Send me up.
So, David, before we wrap things up here, I think one thing that you know, we kind of teased this at the beginning, but you mentioned a loyalty program.
Mentioned the loyalty program. I didn't mention it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
These are rumors. You know, when you run a podcast, you start to learn a little information on the side that even our own bosses look at us like, how do you know that? Like, who told you that? So now that we've kind of let the cat out of the bag, do you want to divulge about it a little bit?
Yeah, and you know, as I just want you guys to know, this is the first announcement going out. So it hasn't gone out in the US yet. So it's going out through your show, right? So if I figured if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it on an award-winning show.
Hey, right? We appreciate it.
No problem. So yes, we are in the process of finalizing a loyalty program with Island Roots, which we're very excited about because, you know, we do business with a lot of travel agent partners. And there's no better way to reward our most loyal agents, you know, by rewarding them for their booking. So it is going to be a book and earn concept, right? So the more you book, the more you earn. I don't want to go into too many more details, but just know that it's not that far off from coming. And we are going to start small, right? And then as the program grows, we'll be building out the program. But we are going to be recognizing our top producers, and we can't wait to roll it out. So we're finalizing the details now. You know, you can ask myself or anyone else on our sales team, Ron Vino, and myself, and we can kind of give you a little bit more details. But yes, we are launching a loyalty program, and I don't believe there's too many DMCs out there that that do loyalty programs. So we're very excited to get that out.
Now, is there, I know you can't go into too many details, but is there one specific thing about the loyalty program that you're super excited about?
I think it's what we're going to offer the agents, right? They don't have to necessarily keep it for themselves, okay? So as an agent, if you get this reward, you can also pass it on to an agent in your office, a rising star perhaps, right? Or if you have a client that just needs a little push in booking, you can use this and say, hey, by the way, if you make this Sandals booking, I can give you this, right? So we want to make sure that the reward is very versatile, right? So that it can be used in different ways. So we want to make sure that the agent benefits from it.
I can tell you right now, you probably, I'm sure I'm in Curacao getting 30 text messages, right? Just celebration of what you just said. I hope that you really understand, at least as a BDM that's out in the field, the impact of what you just said is going to be huge I'm kind of at a loss of words, to be honest. David, I did not expect anything like that to come across. Christy, you?
No, very happy. Very, very happy to hear that. So, and I know that advisors are going to be very happy, very excited, and I bet you're going to see an increase. You know, they're going to start making more of those tours ahead of time.
Listen, from your lips to God's ears, right? I'm going to hold you to that last statement, okay?
Minnesota, North Dakota, do you all hear that? All right, we're doing Island Roots tours now, right away.
Just remember, everything's bigger in Texas, so don't let Minnesota show you up, you know. Stay on top of it. And that East Coast market is tough for us to compete with out here. So, but I like the fact that we get on the map. You know, these advisors do a really, really, really good job out here.
You heard it here first, right? Between the Midwest and Texas, right? So,
hey, yeah. Perfect.
Yes. You know what I love about this podcast, James, is that every time we have a guest speaker, I learn something new. actually a few things new. So this was not only wonderful for me to hear, but I can't wait to hear the feedback from all the advisors that are out there listening. So please, please, please remember to add your comments, ask your questions, because now is the perfect time to do so. We're obviously recording a little bit early, but I'm going to be creeping on the chat just to make sure, you know, you're tuning in.
Absolutely. David, before we sign things off, is there anything else you would like to add or discuss or talk about? You know, where is the state of Island Roots at? Are the sales doing really well? Things like that?
Listen, if you ask my boss, right, the chairman, sales could always be doing better, right? So never settle for where you are. We always want more. So, you know, the more you can give us, the better. Also, too, you know, we are a traditional DMC. So if you have groups in any of the island destinations, use us, right, for transfers, whether it's an incentive group or a leisure group, a girls getaway, guys getaway, you know, utilize us, because you can charter a catamaran, you can charter our power boats. There's a lot that we can do in the various different destinations. So very multi-pronged approach to what Island Roots can help you achieve in destination. So ask us for more details later.
Wonderful. Christy, any closing thoughts with you?
No, but, you know, it was wonderful to have you on, David. Thank you so much. Excited for what's to come. James, anything else from you? You know, I might steal it and close it out this week. Who knows?
Listen, you can do that. I don't know if you know everything to say, but, well, you know, you might surprise me.
Yeah, put me to the test.
The only thing is, I'm going to be at Crystal. I'll keep an eye on my Facebook, and I'm probably going to post quite a few things on Two Mediums and a Mic. I think I'm going to jump on a live call with Christy over the next couple of days, and we might do something together. We may have an impromptu podcast session. Christy, see, you learn something new every time that we're on this podcast.
Right.
I believe Tuesday afternoon we might have an impromptu podcast that we go live, where we have a resort update with the sales manager or hotel manager at Curacao, and Christy and I will jump on. I'll be on site, and Christy will jump on. Of course, Christy, you just had a vacation there. If you missed that episode, please go back and watch it, whether it's on the YouTube channel at Two Mediums and a Mic, or it's on any audio platform you can find, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, obviously the most popular. Outside of that, I have nothing else to add. Christy, if you want to take us home, this is up to you now.
Well, I was going to say, you know, follow us on subscribe, like, listen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all at the bottom here. So if you aren't already, please, please, please do that, because we would not be here every week without our listeners. So we really appreciate that. But other than that, I'll be in North Dakota next week. James, thanks for the heads up on a prompt to podcast episode. So we will see everybody next week.
Yes. Thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Of course, my name is James. That's Christy. David Black, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you guys soon.
Bye.